I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Borough Mayor and Council on Monday, May 22nd, 2017. I'd like to invite everyone who's in attendance tonight to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on tonight's agenda is the approval of the executive session minutes of May 8th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Foyas to approve the May 8th executive session minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the reason under the Maryland Open Meetings Act that we met in the executive session on May 8th was to consult with our legal counsel on advice on a legal matter. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes of May 8th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the regular session minutes of May 8th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Please note that both motions passed unanimously and that all council members are present. Second item on the agenda tonight is Oceans East. Requesting water and sewer use and allocation agreement, and from what I understand, Mr. Crawford, their attorney for Oceans East will be making the presentation.
Well, okay. I didn't know I was making a presentation. I thought I was just a delivery boy tonight, but that's okay. Yes, I'm here on behalf of the developer, and I did deliver to Ms. Jensen earlier upon my arrival the original EDU agreement and the checks that accompany that agreement, and my client has signed it.
Great.
Everything needs to happen is you guys approve it.
And this is, again, so the public knows, this is for three EDUs, right?
That's correct. Yeah, for the community center. That is correct.
Yeah, just because it's like you know what's going on.
Yes, that's correct.
But the EDUs were already approved and paid for the first building, and that's under, that site is under construction.
That's correct.
And this is for the approval of the community center, which was part of the original plan. And I think the idea there is for residents can have it for special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, receptions, and all that good stuff.
That's correct.
Or just a community get-together.
And it's consistent with the original agreement and the approvals granted by the town throughout the process.
Yes. Make a motion to approve the water and sewer use and allocation agreement for the Oceans East 3 EDUs.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the allocation agreement for 3 EDUs for Oceans East. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think you broke a new record.
I can't make any money.
I'll tell you here for an hour and a half.
I was thinking about it all day.
Okay. Item 3 on our agenda is a resolution 2017-03. Prohibiting truck traffic on Baker Street, and this is, tonight is the public hearing on that resolution. So,
can I explain?
Sure. Yo, go ahead.
We actually had a public hearing on this resolution, and it was passed at our last meeting.
Okay.
I didn't discover until afterwards that the public notice that was published in the paper said that the hearing was going to be tonight. So it's back on the agenda for a public hearing. It didn't need to be tonight. We could have legally held the hearing at our last meeting, and we did.
But it was a
misunderstanding between Laura and myself. I thought the public hearing was good to go, and she said no, notice was.
Well, we certainly, welcome any comments, pro,
yes,
against, or for.
We'll do it legit again.
Okay, we'll do it again.
Public hearing. And
we'll, okay. We'll keep doing it until we get it right.
Yeah.
Now open the public hearing on Resolution 2017-03, which is basically to prohibit truck traffic on Baker Street. The specific key requirement is that it restricts and prohibits any vehicle whose gross weight rating exceeds 14,000 pounds or 7 tons. Do we have anybody here who would like to address the Mayor and Council?
Suzanne Parks, Baker Street. What about trucks, pickups with trailers that are loaded with equipment and lawnmowers and front end loaders and that kind of stuff? Is that
and anything that's servicing any of the houses?
No, that's a thoroughfare.
That's what we're trying to avoid, is the thoroughfare.
That would not allow them to go down.
If they weigh over seven tons.
Completely loaded. All right, my other question is, who is going to enforce?
The police department, and just like everything else in town, it will require, or at least would be assisted, if public citizens let us know there's a problem. Because we're not going to put a patrol vehicle out there 24/7 looking for that one thing. But obviously they will be trying to be as unpredictable as they can in patrolling it. And I'll give you an example. We had some, for years, we had some problems in East Berlin with some criminal activity. And once the residents said enough, they worked very closely with our police department, and it has almost practically disappeared. It's one of the safest places around. So it is a partnership.
Well, a year ago, you put speed limit signs on the street because we as residents asked for that.
Okay.
We have people going down there 45, 50 miles an hour. It's only a block long. They get on our back parking lot at Southern States and put the brakes on and cinders fly. I think they like to hear it. So if I would get tag numbers, mm-hmm. would that help?
It always does.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate that because, and this is, again, an observation. I've not made a scientific study. But I have to say that for each of the last 10 years, the number of people speeding here and everywhere is rising exponentially, and I don't know why. But it is concerning, especially as not only on Baker Street, but on most of the streets in this town have more pedestrian traffic than they even had in the old horse and buggy days, I'm sure. I mean, we just got more people on the sidewalks and crossing streets, and we have more people speeding. And I know that, I'm not sure what the answer is, but I know first we have to recognize the problem, and any assistance we can get is greatly appreciated. Maybe if somebody discovers the magic cure, please let us know. Thank you. Does anyone else wish to make any comments about the Resolution 2017-03, which restricts heavy truck traffic? Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, it does exempt emergency vehicles for fire company.
Absolutely. No problem. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. All right. Anyone else? Okay. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing. All right. So now, do we need to have it introduced for a vote again?
That's correct.
Okay. We have a motion to approve Resolution 2017-03. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, and thank you, everyone, who in both hearings help us through this. All right, next is the departmental reports. First is Administrative Services Director Mary Boland.
I don't have anything this evening.
Okay, thank you. Next is Water Resources Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a couple things. You might have seen us out here on Pitt Street today. We had a water leak right on the end of the parking lot, but that we repaired that, and the installation of the fourth side of the fence went in this weekend over there at the offline wetlands Ranch Street. That's good. So
that's all in?
It's all in, and I think it's going to serve the purposes it's intended to do. We have fall pickup this Wednesday, last one for the season, and then we'll be reading meters also towards the end of the week.
Does anyone have any questions for Jamie?
Yes. Can we change bulk pickup from, you know how you do yard waste in the beginning and then bulk pickup? Can we reverse those? Because most people, at least when I'm talking to them, they do their yard work this time of year, and it would be more helpful for them to pick up the yard waste now as opposed to the bulk pickup.
I don't see why not. We will put that in the schedule and reverse it next time.
Yes. Is there my consensus?
Well, actually, in the fall, they are
in the fall, in the fall, they are reversed. Yeah.
I found that the people were mainly concerned about the spring.
Okay.
So if we could reverse that, I think that would be very helpful.
Is everybody fine with that?
We'll do that.
Sure. Let's do it.
Thank you.
I forgot. Last week, we had Sulphur University seniors planting pollinator gardens out at our spray sites. Here's just a couple of pictures. There's probably a group of about 20 of them. They were doing projects on sustainability and government and trying to interconnect the two. So pollinator gardens obviously are to help attract bees. Bees have been hit pretty strong all over the world. So this is just one more way to help maybe increase the population. So we do hope to add bee boxes at the spray sites as well.
I have my pizza eye on for you tonight.
I thought that's what it was. Though.
Just for you.
Pollinator.
That might stick.
Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. One of the big projects is the library that's going into the Bell and Harrison. The construction trailer has been moved on site. The electrician actually called me today about providing temporary power to the construction trailer. And also, they're supposed to set up another temporary power site for the building itself. So there'll be two separate ones installed out there. We're supposed to do that this coming Thursday. And then also, over at Intrepid Lane, all the transformers and the primary have been installed for the townhouses that are being built on the backside. And we also have a scheduled outage there this Thursday, which all the customers have been notified, the homeowners. We've got to upgrade the transformer that will be energized at the first row of the townhouses. So probably about six of them on the right as you're going in. And also at the power plant, we ran all the engines last week for testing, preparing for the peak shape. Everything ran smooth.
Excellent. And I noticed that we had that extremely hot day since the last meeting.
Yes.
I guess it's because our neighbors to the north in Pennsylvania and Jersey didn't have as hot a day.
That's correct.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it could be hot here, but they look at the whole region, and up north it could be cooler up there, or storms, that type of thing. They look at the entire package and what they determine.
And just to remind everyone, including myself, is generally on most of our peak shaving days in July and August?
July and August. Sometimes it runs into September. It's done that also.
Thank you.
Well.
Anyone have any questions for Tim? All right, next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. On Friday, we had an audit from the Governor's Office of Crime Control and Prevention of our juvenile detention facilities. The audit came back with a pass from state and federal compliance and all the records, so we're happy to say that. They are very pleased that we'll be going into new facilities with a little more modern amenities, but they're definitely pleased with what we have, what we're working with. This weekend, it's going to be Memorial Day events, starting on Saturday with the 5K run. On Sunday, Fallen Heroes Memorial downtown, and a parade on Monday. Lieutenant Fisher is currently with the committee for the parade on Monday and scheduling and making sure everything goes as smooth as possible.
Very good. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for the chief? Next is Planning and Zoning Director Dave Inglehart.
Good evening, Mayor Council. Just a couple brief items.
You may have noticed over at 21 Jefferson Street that Habitat for Humanity project, they got their demolition permit last week and they went right to it, taking an existing house down. They're cleaning up the site. I gather that's, they have their farm table dinner, I believe it's June 3rd. Habitat does as a fundraiser. So I think they wanted to get that accomplished before the...
They moved that to the 23rd.
Did they?
23rd.
Okay. Then I'm glad I said I believe. June 23rd. But they'll be ready for it now. The site will be cleaned up. Last Thursday, we had a pre-construction meeting with all the department heads and Whiting Turner. They're the contractor for the new library. They will be having a groundbreaking, if you haven't seen it, by email, on June 6th at 1:30 p.m. on the library site. We also issued to Atlantic General Hospital for their new cancer center the permit last Wednesday. They will be having a groundbreaking the next day on June 7th at 2 p.m. if you'd like to attend. Ring date for that is the 8th, 6th, 8th, June 8th. And Friday, I went to a meeting Friday afternoon in Salisbury, run by the U.S. Commerce Department Census Bureau. Believe it or not, in preparation for the 2020 census already. It was a local update of census addresses. This all new processes that we'll have to log on to and, you know, exchange information, and they will provide us with information. The gentleman who was the presenter was in from the Philadelphia Mid-Atlantic region, and it was run by Maryland Department of Planning, so there was quite a few. The local municipalities in attendance, the local counties, so it was helpful. They tried to move along, which so we have more coming for the 2020 census already. That's all I have.
Great. Does anybody have any questions for David? Okay. And Jeff Lee with our managing director is also acting county administrator while Laura's out of time.
I have nothing for Laura, but tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, open enrollment here. Tomorrow is in the morning, Wednesday from 8 to 5, and then Thursday 1 to 5. And I would appreciate all council members, all department heads, and all employees to make a presence on one of those 3 days, or all 3 days. And then on Friday of this week, we're bringing in a number of we're gearing up for seasonal new hires, so an orientation will take place on Friday.
Tomorrow 8 to noon. And then
Wednesday
85, and then
1-5.
That's all I have.
No, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Jeff? All right. I don't have any comments.
No, sir. I'm fine. Thank you. Any council members?
Okay. Do we have anyone in the audience who wishes to address the mayor and council or ask questions or? Any comments? Yes, sir.
Mayor Council, Dave Fitzgerald, President of Berlin Fire Company, and Dave Brayford, Chairperson of the Board. Just wanted to briefly address the Mayor and Council. Board of Directors met last night. They were very shocked at the article that we read in the Bayside Gazette. All the council members and the mayor met with the Board of Directors, except for Council Member Tindall, who wasn't elected at the time. And we discussed, one of the things we did discuss was about making comments about each other in the press and what have you. We've done a good job of that, and you've done a good job of that up until the Friday's article, and we were very shocked. We also want to let you know that, I don't know if you're miscommunication on somebody's part or the comment made about we missed a meeting. I have an email here from Laura Allen that we were to attend the April 24th Mayor and Council meeting. I'm glad to give you a copy of that email. And the stipulation was, if the audit was done, have copies of the agenda. There's no agendas. Where Berlin Fire Company was listed. I monitor them. On April 21st, on the 24th, we were prepared to come to the Mayor and Council meeting as directed by Administrative Director Allen, our town administrator. On the 21st, during my lunch break, I checked the agenda, saw that we were not on there, had about a 3-minute phone call with her. She said, no, you're not on the agenda because the audit's not done. I asked her if she knew a status report. She referred me to Mr. Berge. Subsequent to that, I had about a 15-minute conversation with Mr. Berge get a status update. He was unable to provide one because that was the week the tax season ended on the 17th this year, the longer season. Mm-hmm. A lot of the staff was off. Also, I called it his lunchtime because I have to call during my lunch break. So the 24th, I took off work part of the day, met personally with Mr. Bergie. We looked through our records. Our records indicate, and I have an email confirmation from John Stern, dated June the 19th, advising him that all records would be available for audit after Labor Day. He acknowledged that email and said he would have this audit scheduled after Labor Day because your audit period now has changed to June 30. So we packed all our books up on the middle of August, took them to Mr. Berge's office, and Mr. Berge was prepared to do the audit Labor Day. We did not get an engagement letter from PKS in the town until February of 2017. We signed it, turned that back in. Of course, that runs into where both accounting firms have told both of us, us meaning Marin Council and Berlin Fire Company, they are busy with their tax season. Please do something to avoid these audits at tax time. So the fire company was proactive, spent a lot of time to redo our filing schedule, and we were very proactive. So I'm very disappointed to read that we missed a meeting because there's certainly no agendas. We followed the direction of the town administrator, had that in writing. If you'd like to have a copy of that. And, you know, we are prepared again to make a presentation when you tell us. I do want to thank, you know, Mayor Williams and Councilperson Purnell and Gullius, who met with us on that Sunday. We had a very productive meeting, very excited, exchanged a lot of information. We were looking forward to, on April 24th, updating that information with the balances, current balance sheets, and more details of the budget, because as we told you in February, we still, just like Mr. Fleetwood reports to you, health insurance, et cetera. So we are still prepared for that presentation. As we've told you all, if you just have to work with us a little bit, our chief and our EMS captain are shift workers, so we appreciate that. But we just want to say that we filed the direction, and I have in writing, of the dates that we were prepared. We monitor the online agendas, and we did not miss a meeting. And just in closing, the funding study, again, we'll put right on record, the fire company and the board again met last night, special meeting. We are fine with the funding study. However, to remove $150,000 from our capital budget to do it is very detrimental to us. We are very fortunate that we did not sign a contract 30 days ago on a fire truck knowing this new information. We have discussed, there's no dispute that we have discussed the funding agreement, but there was no mention of removing $150,000 out of the budget to fund that study. So again, not here to debate anything, just make statements tonight, and we look forward to you corresponding with me to let us know when we come up and make our budget presentation.
First of all, I want to apologize if you were indicated in any way to not be at the meeting. And if you don't mind sharing the email, that would be very helpful. We're not here to replay the past, but I do think that I want a couple things. We would very much look forward to having a meeting with you, public meeting, or just the budget is set, but I also want to make sure that we understand where we all think we are, all right? Because the idea of setting aside the $150,000 was the money for the study would come from that, and that would be done, and that, and quite frankly, I don't think the study is going to cost anywhere near that much. I don't think anybody thinks it's going to cost $150,000. But whatever it is, we're not going to be like, oh my God, we can't afford to do the study right. No, we want to work cooperatively on getting a study that then provides information about operating needs and expenses, both in the short term and projecting out whatever is reasonable. And the second part, which is probably, you know, the greater thing to try to bite off and chew, is what are the immediate, short-term, and then long-term capital needs. Everything from equipment to buildings, and, you know, everybody has different ideas about what that is. I'm not sure we can get a quorum on anything, I agree on that, but I think the study would be very helpful. So the sooner that we can get the study accomplished, it has been the mayor and council's intent, both the current fiscal year and for the new fiscal year, to get that study done and then the balance of that $150,000 to put it to work based on the study, and you know, we'll sit down and say, hey, here's what it's saying the most critical priorities are. What do we think? But we want to do this as a partnership. And I think another thing, just so, because we welcome the opportunity to talk. That's what's kind of a shame that it didn't happen, but hey, we've got now, and we've got the future to work on that. And one of the things I think that's very important is understanding that where we are trying to get to is a place like we deal with all of our other departments, all of our other major financial obligations, and that is where we can allocate a certain amount of money that you absolutely can depend on, and that then and identify what they're for, and then provide us with the invoices. Doesn't hold you up in getting anything. You provide us with the invoices, and we pay them. That's what we're trying to get to. And on the capital expenses, I don't know how much money. I don't think anybody can say how much money is going to be needed. But we're not going to be able to go out and, let's say, come up with $1 million next year for something. But if we know something's coming up down the road, it's shown and proven and needed that it's done, then we can also go to work on how are we going to fund our fair share? How is the county going to fund their share? How are we going to do this? We can't just wing it when we're talking about, working towards in the ballpark of $500,000. That's real money. And so we want to work this out. I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm glad that we want to continue this dialogue. But I just want to let you know where we are. That $150 is not being kept away from the fire company. It's just being said, let's get the study done and let that study guide us as to how to apply the balance for this year and come up with a longer range plan. I can't think of any department we have here where we're doing it a year at a time or a few months at a time. In many cases, we're talking about things where hopefully all of us will be still alive and no longer having to wear these hats. But at the same time, when we're talking about major investments, and I think you made a very good point a number of times that the fire equipment, rather it's an ambulance, rather it's a firefighting vehicle, whatever, we're talking six figures. The days of getting, getting something for less than that are long gone, and we have to think about not only how we're going to budget it, but how we're going to provide those revenues consistently. So, I think this is a good beginning, and what I would encourage you to do, let's go back and think about, we've got a meeting in 2 weeks, three weeks.
June 12th.
If you think that would give you adequate time, we'd be glad, and I'm making a commitment right now, put you on this agenda, but at least you have a good idea of where I think our thinking is, and let's go from there. But the budget is set. But that's what we're trying to accomplish. And we thank you.
We'd like to do it before the 12th, to be honest with you. The 12th is our meeting night as well. It's your budget public hearing night. We don't want to tie up your public hearing. It's also our meeting night. So we would like to come up and do that beforehand, because that may change your minds on some of the budget allocations, because we have all those long-term things, just like Mr. Purnell had discussed. We provide those spreadsheets, and we have those updated. So we can give you the long-term out for up to 40 years on apparatus replacement. So we would love to do that much before your June 12th meeting. In fairness to you all, not getting something the same night you're trying to pass your budget.
All right, I understand that. And so, all I'm saying is, we said this last year. We said it for a number of times. This is not the first time. I can't recall how many times. Is that until we have an independent study with recommendations from a third party who has expertise, who is not going to be trying to minimize or do anything but give an objective and credible recommendation, that's what we need if we're going to continue to make commitments of in the ballpark of $500,000 and in the future more. That's the position, and it's not a new position. So the budget is the budget, but I think we need to continue the discussions to get to the next place. So if that night is not comfortable for you, let's think about it. We'll think about it. Let's get together as soon as we can.
You got my telephone number? You can call me, and we'll pick up on you. I'll check with the ambulance captain and the chief. Again, they work shift work, and they can train some, but some are restricted to do their jobs. And Monday's a holiday, so please be aware of Monday.
Yeah, I understand. No, family first. Yeah. No problem.
I would like to say one thing. You have the projections 40 years out. So we
have the spreadsheets that we provided in the past years, and they've been updated. We update them every year as to our apparatus replacement.
So what I would like to see is next year, when we're looking at fiscal year funding, I would like to see your capital expenditures that are large items by January 1st. So that we have the ability to be able to say, these are our large ticket items. We need to know what they are by January 1st. I think that falls in line with our other funding sources for different grants. And the other thing I would like to say is the general fund next year, you're invited. I'm extending the invitation. I'm sure all of us are, regardless of the audit.
Yeah.
I would like to see the fire company face there to discuss the budget.
So I think that's
a workshop that we have, so I would like to see somebody there.
I think that's standard. And just so we know, it's there for the record for everyone to know. Great.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything they wish to bring before the mayor and council tonight? Press, do we have any questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for your patience.
I'm